Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM. The indictment of former President Donald Trump. Here's the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Defense attorney Dan Ronis says former President Trump could find it very difficult to run for president, having to appear in two, possibly three court trials.
It's a problem. I mean, he's going to be tied down. He's got two jurisdictions presently he has to worry about, the state court case in New York and then the federal district court case. And it's a good question. You don't have to be a lawyer to kind of figure out how do you do this. It's just being charged in a federal indictment is an all-consuming personal problem for anybody, and so I don't know how he's going to cope with it, but you know, we're all treading on new grounds here.
In addition, the January 6th grand jury is still active in Washington, and new indictments are possible later this summer in Georgia.
Political science professor Matt Lesenyi from Cal State Long Beach tells us while elite members of the party might like to see him go, referring to Trump, they fear that he could leave and mount a third party run.
Probably his best strategy is to hang out and fight this at the ballot box. That is, if he wins, that could be a windfall to him in these criminal charges. In terms of the politics, you know, other candidates, I mean, I don't see his core base of supporters really abandoning this project, but I could see a slice of them saying, you know, I was exhausted before, and now I really don't have a plausible defense to why I continue to support this candidate. So I'd expect him to shed some support in the next, you know, round of polls, you know, probably 15% of his support, but that would still have him at the top of the pack.
And Bon Lesenyi also says the indictments could likely fire up his base.
Hollywood writers on strike. Now the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Workers in the film and TV industry who are not working during the ongoing writer's strike are receiving support. The International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, or IATSE, will donate $2 million to charities, including the Motion Picture and Television Fund and the Actors Fund of Canada to help the writers. The WGA also has its own fund to support the striking writers.
First, the good news. They are making a sequel to a great film, Gladiator. There's more good news about it. It's being helmed by Ridley Scott, who helmed the first one and made it a great film. But here's some bad news. Several crew members were hurt in an accident on the set of the Gladiator sequel. And the injured individuals got immediate medical care. We were told that they are in stable condition. Paramount, the studio behind it, says the well-being of the cast and crew is a top priority, which is some strict safety measures in place. The injuries described as non-life-threatening, but no other details right now. The sequel, which is going to be starring Paul Mescal and Connie Nielsen, scheduled for release in November of next year. And I understand somebody else is in this
movie.
Yes.
Pedro.
The Mandalorian guy.
Pascal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also The Last of Us on HBO.
All right. Thousands of hotel workers in L.A. could walk off the job this summer. Natalie Tavidian reports their union has overwhelmingly been authorized.
Their contract is up on June 30th, and if they don't get what they want, like higher wages, workers all over L.A. from hotels like the Bonaventure, the Westwood Marriott, and Beverly Hilton could strike. Something Peter Hillen with the Hotel Association of L.A. says their group does not want to see.
If Unite Here goes through with a strike, it will hold hotel workers hostage, visitors hostage, and do harm for the whole L.A. community. We are coming into the peak summer travel season.
But Unite Here Local 11's Kurt Peterson says workers can't afford to live in L.A. and deserve better wages.
More than a month ago, we put forward a complete proposal with what we think are fair increases in wages and benefits. As of today, the industry has yet to put a single penny on the table.
He says they hope the strike vote will change the employer's point of view as they head back to negotiating next week. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Under an executive order by former L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti, local cops do not work with federal immigration agents, but Craig Figner reports on a change to that that could come as soon as this summer.
It's currently a matter of city policy that LAPD has no interaction with federal immigration agents, ICE agents. There's no federal access to city computers, and LAPD cops are not to participate in federal immigration enforcement. It's policy, not law. Soon, that could change.
We want everybody who's in Los Angeles to feel like if you play by the rules, you work hard, we're not going to use the government against you. And we're not going to conspire with another part of the government to be against you.
LA City Councilmember Marquise Harris Dawson speaking with KNX. This item on agenda passed unanimously gives the LA City Attorney 2 months to explore the feasibility of making policy against LAPD and ICE interaction, making it local Los Angeles city law. At City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News. 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.